If you want to update a skeleton using Avastar, I can just talk about how I do it. I just create a new skeleton, a new bento skeleton, and then in object mode, I select both the new and old skeleton, and then you should have an option in Avastar to convert to. And when you do it that way, most things get converted properly.
Yeah, I can confirm this is the most stable method at the moment.
Okay, yeah, I'm the person who brought that up a little earlier because a couple weeks ago I did give that a try and I was going from Alpha 3 to 4, and I was for the most part able to get it to work, but I did notice that it offset vertically, which is why I brought it up when Canviskin posted those screenshots of some inconsistency along the Z-axis.
It does. It doesn't actually offset. It just moves the origin of the skeleton. And then, if you just select that skeleton and hit Shift S, one second, Shift S, selection to cursor, which your cursor should be centered anyway, then you'll get set up right back where you should be.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not sure. I know that I have been working on this jumping up and down when you upgrade from one version to the next. This is a problem with keeping the feet on ground. When you take your avatar into the shape editor and you change the avatar size, then you see that the head is going downwards and the feet are going upward until you save and step back into world. Then the avatar will move down with feet on ground again. But we don't have this in avatar in Blender. So in earlier versions of Avastar, the avatar's feet were going up in the air when you change the avatar size. So we made a correction which moves the feet down to where the origin was before. But this did not at all work as soon as you added joint offsets because we were checking for the relative orientation of the toes against the origin. But if you change this in the joint when you edit the joints, then earlier versions of Avastar would make the rig jump seriously upwards, downwards, sidewards, wherever. I'm not sure if I fix it fully, but I know that I have been working on this in the past 14 days. So if anything works, then it is the newest, the most recent update. But I cannot say it's all fixed and works and all is done. I'm very afraid that there are still a lot of surprises which are waiting for us to get fixed. So if you try it out with the newest version and you of our software and you find that it doesn't still does not work, it would be very kind of you to send us some demos so that we can so that we have test files which we can use to find the bugs. With the test files we have at the moment, I don't see the bug any longer, but this doesn't say anything.